Welcome to Jesus for Generations podcast. I'm Sandy Clancy, and today we're asking, am I too weak or flawed? My loyal God has been with me always, even before I welcomed him into my life, continually wooing, loving, and coaxing me towards him. To my amazement, when I invited him into my life to be my Lord and Saviour, he moved into this humble temple and began a work of transformation in my life that he has never and will never abandon. Unfortunately, at times, my mind will dwell on the years lost without him at the centre of my life. The season when I kept him to the very edges of my existence, calling on him when I had a need, but unsure if he heard or even if it mattered to him, focusing on what could have, should have, and would have happened had I given him my all. I also felt dismayed about my weaknesses in the past. Has this ever happened to you? At these times, I must question what I'm thinking. Does this introspection lead to guilt and shame? Does it lead me towards Jesus? Or make me want to run and hide, as Adam did? I recommend you ask yourself these questions too. If you think your thoughts are leading you to shrink from the Lord's presence, they're not thoughts you want to entertain. These Bible verses guide me well when I'm being dragged down by negative thoughts. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. That's from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 in the NIV version. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. That's from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 in the NIV. I find declaring God's promises is an amazing cure for brooding over my past mistakes. And this is a favourite. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. That's from Acts chapter 10, verse 43 in the NIV. I love to meditate on the parable of the lost coin. In the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. That's from Luke chapter 15, verse 10 in the NIV version. God is not remembering the time missed. He and his angels are celebrating our salvation. We are with him. Our God is so very good, it is often hard to believe how good he is. When we think we're not good enough, we're too weak or flawed, remember, he uses our weaknesses to display his glory. He says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." That's from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 in the NIV. He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for people who love him. I hope you found this encouraging. If you'd like to message me, you can reach me at admin@jesusforgenerations.com, and that 4 is the number 4. I hope you join me next week at the Jesus for Generations podcast for our next instalment. If you'd like to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, please click on the link to do so. Please share this podcast with friends and family who might enjoy it. And may the Lord God bless you and keep you.